Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Dr. Jacobson.
And we're happy that you joined us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have shows on a lot of different topics, and from time to time we do feature guests. We haven't had any in a while, but we do feature them.
And you can also, we have other shows. We have Phone In Friday from 12 to 1, Sundays from 6 to 7. However, we're playing with the time, and we're probably going to make it earlier on Sunday. As well as if you cannot be here on that day, you can go in and download our shows, our podcasts, using iTunes or RSS feed buttons on the Blog Talk Radio page. And you can also go into the Facebook page and like our Divine Goddess Radio if you would. As well as if you have any questions or comments, you want to sit here and follow our blog, we are divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com, and our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Welcome, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us again. You know, I think today what we wanted to talk about was it's full moon. It was a full moon yesterday, and it was a blue moon. And a blue full moon usually means that it happens twice in a month. I believe this year, the fact that there was a blue moon, there's two full moons in Aquarius, so, and that hasn't happened in a long time. So I was just reading that won't happen again, I think, for a couple years. So wanted to explain a little bit about full moons and why it affects people's energies and where this particular full moon is astrologically.
Do you know what a blue moon means?
A blue moon is when it comes twice in a month or twice in the same sign.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I probably said that.
I did.
Here
we go. So, Beth, what are you feeling energy-wise from this full moon?
Yesterday and today, I have been feeling great, but I've been feeling the energies, I would say, since last week, plus the other stuff that's coming up, amping, going away, being recalibrated. I can be really happy, and then towards the evening, I'm finding that I'm more affected mood-wise. All of a sudden, rage can come out of nowhere, so I know I'm dealing with some deep, it's all about relationships. This whole year is about relationships, so I know I'm literally getting into the depth of the inner relationship with myself and with, creator source. So I didn't realize I was as angry as I was. So it's been a ride. Today's a good day. Today's a really great day, but the kids have been all over the place.
Yeah, I think the only effect I felt is yesterday, I think everybody and everything was getting on my last nerve, and all I wanted to do was crawl into a hole.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's because I just, all of a sudden, I'm working like double, triple, and I'm just running from here to there and everywhere, and I'm all over the place, and I just am going, okay, can you just give me 5 minutes? You know, it's funny, when you have downtime, you want to be busy, and then when you're busy, you're like, can I have downtime? But today I'm okay. Today it's better. I'm sleeping really good, and I'm having really weird dreams again, and I'm getting messages in my dreams. I know that's another thing that's happening at this time, too.
Yeah.
I know this morning I was talking to people in my car, and I was talking to myself. So I was having a conversation with myself, and I had two people in the car with me.
Oh, not physical people. Beings.
Well, they were in my dream. They were physical beings. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I had two people in the car with me, and I was... All right.
I thought it was grown, but obviously...
No, anyway, anyway, I just remember having the conversation with myself. So I know I was talking to my higher self, and I was trying to, I could hear the people next to me talking, but I was trying not to pay attention because I needed to talk to myself. So I know I was working things out.
You know what I have noticed? I've been really nauseous for the past 2 weeks, and it's waves. It will just hit me all of a sudden at the last minute. I was on the phone today. I had to hurry up and say, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. I had to run into the bathroom thinking I was going to get sick.
Huh.
And then it just all of a sudden, and it just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then it's done, and it's like, oh,
I've noticed that, too.
We're being recalibrated.
Yeah, I haven't been really running to the bathroom, but I've had to, lay down and go, okay, is this nausea going to pass? Where did this come from? Did I eat something bad? And then I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with eating.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the full moon. I mean, what is unique about the full moon time? You know, a lot of people do feel that energy. And one thing to note, it always means that the sun and the moon are in opposite zodiac signs. So say the sun, you know, is in one sign, your full moon is going to be in the opposite zodiac sign. So it's like a yin and yang.
What exactly does that mean? Can you just, are you able to
describe
that a little bit
more? Well, for example, if the sun is in Virgo,
yeah,
your full moon is probably, it's in the opposite sign, which is Pisces. So you have that yin and yang, so you have energies from both sides, signs affecting you.
Oh.
Yeah. So, so what you want to do is, you know, when if you've set your new moon intention, so when we have a new moon, it's a great time to set your intentions. So when the moon is full, that's the it's a perfect time then for those intentions to act or to come true or to get work done. So always remember, you can do your intents at the new moon. And you can also write down your intents on the full moon. So because you're basically, it's like starting over.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have, you know, that constant flow of starting over and ending and starting over and ending. So whatever intents may not have happened for you on the new moon, write them down again on the full moon. And just keep that cycle going.
Oh, okay.
And any rituals that you want to do is a great time to do it during a full moon. So a lot of people will cleanse their stones or their crystals
mm-hmm,
in the full
mm-hmm,
moon.
Mm-hmm.
You can, like I say, write down your intents. You can write them down and you can burn them in a fire. If
Ooh.
You really, you know, that's a ritual that people will do. Sometimes people will gather around a fire pit or something and everybody writes down their intentions and then throws them into the fire underneath the full moon. So there's lots of different rituals you can do under the full moon. You can, a lot of people will pray under the full moon. You know, just go out. It's kind of hard when you're in the city because you've got the trees and you've got other things blocking it. But if you can go further out and just sit under the full moon and meditate and send your intentions that way, that's also pretty powerful.
Yes, it is.
So, so just kind of look at it as when the new moon starts, you're starting over, and then when you get to the full moon, you have that cycle. It's almost like a story. You know, you're starting your story, and then you're ending it. And if you want to keep continuing it, just keep setting the same intentions. So whenever you want to start something new, that's a great time to do it. The full moon should be bringing you a culmination of everything that you intend, though. So you can try that.
What do you think? What do you think it means? Well, I don't know what you're going to say. It's
mm-hmm.
not to put you on the spot, but yet it is.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it means? Like if people are going, I'm writing down my intents for the past 2-3 months, and not one of those intents are being worked on. So what do you think that's about? Do you think that's where it's just? Is it about timing? Is it about okay? It's not for your highest good. I mean, what would you say to people?
I would say, you know, if your intent is not for your highest good, then it's not going to be happening in the next month. If your intent is not specific enough, then, you know, if you leave it pretty vague and broad and wide open, you know how the universe works. If there's nothing specific for it to send to you, it's going to have a hard time picking and choosing.
Right. I keep forgetting
that.
So
if you say, I want more money, you know,
yeah,
before the full moon, well, you could find 3 pennies on the ground. You got more money, don't you? So you have to be a little bit more specific. I mean, be as specific as possible.
Okay, that's good to remember.
Yeah, and also, too, you know, divine timing is everything, too. We may want it, and it may be up there, but it might not be our time for it. It might not be what's best for us at this time,
uh-huh,
or we might have to go through a different lesson or something, another adventure, let's call it an adventure, not a lesson, and see.
That does feel nicer. I was
yeah,
shift when you said that.
Yeah. So if you look at it as adventure instead of ugh.
As I was making faces as she's saying that, but as soon as you said adventure, then all of a sudden I shifted.
Yeah. So, you know, we're always trying to find that piece of the missing puzzle, and we never know what it is. So, but I have to say the intents that I wrote down on the last new moon, some of them are coming true for me. So
well, good for you.
Yeah. know.
No, I'm saying that good for you.
No, it's just, you know, like I said, it depends on what is best for your highest good, I think, at the time. So, and be specific. Be specific. So I actually write down a dollar amount and how many weeks I want it now.
Oh.
So if you can be that specific, and if it doesn't.
So just saying I want this amount now? Today? That's not specific enough?
I'm hearing that you can't be so demanding, people. That's what I'm hearing. I'm like, you're hearing, stop being so demanding. So anyway, yeah, that, you know, try it out. Try it out at home. Try it out today. You still have the power of the full moon. The power of the full moon works a couple days before and after. So, and then when the new moon comes, you'll know when the new moon comes because you don't hardly see anything in the sky. It's a little tiny sliver. That's your new moon.
So will we have a new moon by the end of this month?
We always have a new moon. We always have a new moon.
You know, I never pay attention. Well, I never pay attention.
Well, you know, the full moon is a 30-day cycle, right? So,
you know, I never thought about it. I'm so not the ones who are into astrology.
Well,
I
it's not even astrology. It's just simple.
Okay,
planetary.
Whatever. It's simple planetary stuff.
I don't know if you ever stepped outside.
Yes, I have.
I looked up in the sky, but there's this white thing.
Marty.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's talk about the full moon that occurred yesterday. You know, I think with this full moon, it has brought a lot of feelings of anxiety and being overwhelmed. So
that explains
I think people are probably feeling that.
Yes.
you know, our heart chakra is still continuing to expand, so
yes,
we're still going to feel
yeah
all of that.
Yeah.
And the full moon, so we're in Leo Sun right now, and the moon is in Aquarius. So those are opposite signs, okay? And the Leo Sun, it's proud, it's intensely individual. It's not content with just being part of the team. You know how Leo is very, it's a sign of the actors. So very dramatic, they want to be center of attention. They want to be out there. That's Leo.
Oh.
And Aquarius is very individualistic as well. However, they value independence and a team. So you see how it's opposite?
Yes.
The Leo wants to do everything on their own, and the Aquarius wants to have that teamwork.
Oh.
So we've got, you know, kind of that push and shove going on right now.
Oh, okay.
Man,
that makes sense. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. And so let me talk a little bit more about that. So with the moon in Aquarius, you also have emotional detachment. So a lot of people are feeling kind of emotionally attached, which kind of goes into Aquarius is kind of like that. It's an air sign.
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to be more, you know, it's not an emotional or water sign.
Yeah.
So you've got the emotional detachment. Let's see, what else can I tell you about it? With the full moon, it helps to make peace with letting go of things, which cause us to feel guilty or make us, you know, want to blame others. So it's very logical and objective. So if you're feeling anything right now,
mm-hmm,
you know, let go and be objective. If you're going through any situations or anything with relationships, that's one thing to keep in mind. Let's see. So we've had two consecutive full moons in the sign of Aquarius with the sun in the sign of Leo. And that doesn't happen very often. So that's one of the things, you know, that's why it's called a blue moon as well, because it's in the same sign.
Okay.
One thing, too, that you might be seeing in the world is, since Aquarius is the air sign, like I noticed, that we may be stimulated by social, humanitarian, political, unconventional activities. And also, since the sun is in Leo, you've got that dramaticness and people expressing themselves in really strange ways, you know, rebellious action. So it's almost like you've got people who want to run out and do everything,
no,
but then they want to pull back and examine everything they're doing because it doesn't make sense politically or socially. Hmm. So it's like pulling and pulling and pulling, you know, pulling and pulling back and going forward and going back. So I think that's why a lot of people are feeling anxious, because it's not a very smooth ride that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've got too many, I've noticed on Facebook, so many political things being posted and people being angry about things that are happening in their country or their society,
mm-hmm.
and blasting this person and blasting that person. And then they turn around and they post pictures of, oh,
Gandhi.
We're such a loving people and be love and this love. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. You're the same person who was blasting a second ago, and now you're turning around and being totally opposite. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call that the bipolar express.
Yes.
It's the highs and the lows. Oh, I'm love. I'm angry.
Well, and I think, you know, when you have, when it's in Leo, and Leo is so dramatic and flamboyant,
yeah.
and Aquarius is not,
yeah.
and then so you have two completely opposites just flying out there, two opposite energies just flying around.
You know what I'm finding myself going through? That, and this is not uncommon for me, you know, being somebody who did, and does, and I'm out of balance with receiving, and that I have to work on all the time. I find myself more angry going, that's it. I'm not doing one more thing for one more person. And then I feel bad about that going, oh, that's so not my thought process. I've never been like that. But I find, if anything, that's me just going, no, I'm not doing it. And then I will tell, you know, who I talk to, I'm on strike. That's it. I'm on strike. And I know they're just going, oh, put on your earmuffs. They do tag teams up there with me. Tag team.
Well, and also, too, with this full moon,
yeah.
there's a cardinal grand cross going on.
What?
So it's a very challenging configuration in astrology. The planets involved are Venus, Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto. And the effects of this energy culminate in conflicts in our relationship. So personal or, you know, any other relationship we may have. And many feel like their freedoms are being tampered with.
Yes.
Or violated with or without
their
consent.
Yes.
People tend to be more aggressive and reactive during this time.
Yeah.
You know, which could stimulate feelings of righteous indignation. So we're right back to that, you know, that political, religious,
energetic
societal belief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's out there, universally.
Yeah, and also the moon is conjuncting Neptune and opposing the sun, so there could be some emotional confusion in relationships and feelings of betrayal. So, and remember, experiences of betrayal are oftentimes a result of basic differences in idealism or spiritual beliefs.
Yes.
So if you're feeling that out there, you know, if you're knocking heads with someone, kind of take a step back and look at what are you guys clashing about? You know, do you have an ideologic conflict with someone, or is someone questioning your spiritual beliefs? Are you, you know, trying to, you know, say you've come out, you've awakened, and you really want to start living your life and living your truth, yet people are just banging on you going, what is this? This is garbage. This is hooey. This is what's happening around this full moon. And it comes out, you know, more to the surface.
God, mine's very internal.
Is it internal?
It's like the separated aspects of self, the fragmented soul parts that are arguing back and forth, going, no, we're not shining our light. So it's this internal battle, and then this is where my rage comes from. So it's like, isn't that just interesting? Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Now, there is some good news. There's a positive grand trine configuration in the element of water involving the Moon, Chiron, Neptune, Jupiter, and Saturn that's occurring as well. So this supports us in finding resolutions to any conflicts, you know, that is going on with all of this. So even though we're having the conflict, there's a positive grand trine configuration in the water sign, so that's helping us bring the resolution pretty quickly. Just remember to always consider someone else's point of view. And by doing that, you know, you can gain your wisdom, you can gain your insight about the situation, and also especially about yourself. So, you know, a lot of things going on, a lot of things, I guess people, if you take the time to look at what's going on in the stars and what's going on with the other planets and where they're located, you know, it does make sense, you know, when we're all going through. I mean, when you have things in different signs and they have different qualities and different characteristics and everything is being blended around, it does affect your body. Remember, our bodies are, you know, mostly made out of water. And the moon affects the gravity pull of the Earth. I mean, yeah, like our water tides are affected by the phases of the moon.
So it affects the barometric pressure, it affects our energetic
level. Well, it affects us because we're water. Mm-hmm. So we're being pulled and tugged too, just like the tides are of the oceans and the lakes.
Well, and then also with that, you guys, because it plays with our electromagnetic field that we individually have, and then our auric field, and then we all have a Merkaba, which is something new, so that we can ascend, that we need the Merkaba piece to be able to go and ascend into the fifth dimensional energies and frequencies, and then we have all of our spiritual bodies and spaces, the etheric, you know, it's all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it pulls on everything before it pulls on all that stuff before it gets to us mentally and emotionally, and then to where we're physically feeling it. So there's a lot of surfaces it pulls at. So that's a good reminder. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, because I remember when I was younger and pre-menopause, my body was very much affected by the moon cycle. And when it came to full moon, my face would look like a moon. It would get very round, my body would swell, and I would get very moody. And as soon as that, and I knew, oh my God, it's full moon. Oh, here we go, here comes the crap. But I never, you know, I just assumed it was just the way it pulled with the earth. I never really looked into it deeper spiritually, or, you know, what else was going on around me and how it affects, how the energies affect you, how everything is related to where the planets are aligned. I mean, there are a lot of factors that go into it.
Yeah, and I think that's good to remember and to bring that up, so you know you're not going crazy.
Because
if we were to see a videotape of what is surrounding us and how it affects us, then we'd be going, oh my God, no wonder I feel like I'm going crazy sometimes. Because there's a lot going on behind closed doors.
I probably a lot of people have heard this. I mean, I used to work in a hospital. I worked in the ER on full moon nights. A lot would happen. People's emotions are so highly affected, and then obviously depending on which sign the moon is in and which sign the sun is in, and what you have going on struggle-wise, you know, on the yin and the yang, you know, it can affect a lot of things. I mean, we used to see a lot of accidents. We used to see a lot of overdoses. We used to see just people coming in extraordinarily acting out. You know, so, and we would always say, oh, here comes the full moon. Here comes our full moon crazy night in the ER.
When I get like this, because I can feel it, that's when I have to really isolate from people, because I don't want to take anything out on anybody. It's like, no, best going within and shutting down until I get through it, and then when I can be around other people.
Well, remember, with this grand trine in the water, because we have that, you know, that Star of David again coming up at the end of this month.
Oh, that's right.
And that's the grand trine in the water, but that helps us, when you have the water, to help find resolution. So take a second. You know, if somebody's annoying you, like yesterday I was like, God, why are people getting on my nerve? I had to sit down and say, okay, let me just take a breath and take 5 minutes to myself. That's a solution for me. So try to find a solution to not to have to isolate yourself or, you know, stay away from people, but try to find a way to look at the other person's opinion or look at them fully and say, what is it about them that's bugging the crap out of me?
Was I bugging you yesterday?
No.
We went for food yesterday to a veggie market.
Oh, yeah. No. I was just running all day and just people, I'm always highly sensitive during the moon anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was overly thinking, good God, don't people have anything else to do but just bug me and my time? You know, and it had nothing to do with you or anybody else. It was actually clients. So
I didn't take it that way, just so you know, but I noticed there was stuff going on. I'm going, and I'm just like, do-do-do-do-do. So it's like I'm the polar opposite of everybody else. And people are like, I'm just like, yay. But this is how we all balance each. Could you imagine if we're all in the same boat at the same time?
Well, but see, you're an air sign.
That's right.
You're an air sign, so you would feel more of the moon energy, which is more of the not as dramatic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're not the Leo. You're not the fire, so.
Oh, okay.
So you're feeling, that's why you're feeling do-do-do-do-do.
People, oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
So air
what
sign.
Are you? What are you?
I'm a water sign. So the water sign, you know, because there's that grand trine going on, I've got the water behind me going, calm down, it's okay, it'll be okay. You know, I have that support behind me, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, I hope that kind of, you know, clears up for people what, I mean, how a full moon can affect you. You know, I know, you know, there are people out there who just say, oh, my God, the full moon is so beautiful, and I don't know what's going on. But if you really take the time to look behind it and examine it and see what's going on energy-wise, astrologically-wise, I think you'd be able to understand maybe your behavior or someone close to you, their behavior.
I just want my own internal dialogue. Me towards everybody else is wonderful, because I'm very aware that I'm not taking any of it out, because I'm just a human being trying to make it. I'm a light being trying to make it in the human body. But it's my internal dialogue. It's like, oh, Lord. And that's when I found out, you know, the past 2 weeks, and I go through my highest moments. That's it. I want out of here. It's too hard to be who I am. And it's like, would you just chill out?
Remember, that's what I was telling you that this is all about, that everybody's examining their spiritual. And it doesn't, and for you, you're examining your own spirituality.
I am. My God, I would like my story to change, though, and I try to change it. That is so something I came out of my mom, I swear to God, with that thought. Do I really have to be here? What do I have to do? Do I really, you know, so it's like.
Maybe that's your sole purpose, is to get over that.
Good.
If you came out, I
swear,
thinking that.
I'm serious.
You know,
I've had that thought ever since I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting.
Well, so hopefully you guys, this gave you some helpful tidbits and a little
more
understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've only got a couple minutes left. I think we will have our Phone-In Friday show at noon on Friday.
Yes.
So if you are looking for an answer to a question, or if you'd like to comment or pass along a tip that you think might help other people listening, please do. You know, when people download these podcasts, they may not be doing it on the same day, but they might be drawn to doing it a week or two or even a month down the road, and there might be information in there that, you know, is going to be recorded and helpful for them. So.
And just so you know, Beth appreciates any feedback that helps me get through the transition, too, because remember, we're all in the same boat.
Yep.
And I don't have all the conscious answers. I seriously don't.
Right. So we will see you all on Friday. And you guys have a wonderful rest of the day. And remember to set your intents for the full moon.
Toodles, and God bless America.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.